Hey, it's your man KJ. We back. Dr. Sai, what you got for me this year?
You rocking with the village. Let's get it.
We back, y'all. 2017. And welcome to the village. Welcome to the village. It's your man KJ. We are live in the village. My brother Chance. Sir, how are you doing, man?
Man, I'm all right.
That's what's up.
The weekend. And ready to hit this.
I hear you, man. I hear you. Yeah, so I was kind of like on a little 10-minute monologue with the village, man, about just about life and what I'm doing. And I was telling the village, I think the universe or God or Krishna or Allah or whoever it is you believe in, man, I believe they'll put you in a position where it's either, you know, this job is going to take your life or you can take your life and do something with it. And I think I'm in that position right now because, I'm not happy at all at my job. And it's clear in my work, it's clear in my demeanor. It's just who, you know, I'm not happy. And so, you know, the missus and I, man, we sat down and just we chopped it up, bro. And she was like, this is what we're gonna do. We're creating this exit strategy right now. And as a podcaster, as a father, a husband, you know, I'm prepared. I'm prepared within my body to grind, but I've been trained and conditioned with that. Oh, you got this guaranteed money working for the government. You can't walk away from that, you know, and that's how dreams and that's how things are stifled. So, you know, I got some things that I have to let fall into place. I have to wait and, I'm going to have to walk away, man, if I really want this to be big. So there it is. Go ahead and mute you. Yeah. All right. So Chance has to take care of the little one. The little one just, that little man knows when he's recording. He just wants to come on in. So anyways, Village, what we're going to do now, we're going to jump into some topics because it's about that time. We're about, 17 minutes recording into Crowdcast. And for those of you that were in early and just listen to my little just listen to my monologue and hung with me still, I appreciate you, really do. And so with that in mind, Village, you know, let's go on ahead and jump into these topics. Let's do it. Let's figure out what's going on in the village today. And of course I do want to start with what the Trump. So, let's just kind of hang out for a second here because I definitely want to hit all these topics with Chance, especially the, what the Trump segment. That's a huge deal. You know, we got a lot going on with that and, so definitely. So anywho, Chance will be back in a few minutes, y'all. And what I'm going to do is, while I'm here, while I have the opportunity, and it's not super, super busy, let's go on ahead and put that right there. Let's go on ahead and share the show one more time. If you guys out there listening, share the show. If you see my personal page, share the show. You know? So, anywho. We are live. You know how it is. And that's that. You know? And we are just, you know, this is what we do. It's Saturday morning. It's live podcasting. It's not an exact science, people. We just kind of, you know, we create, I create, we create, I create, we create these shows for you guys to tune in, right? This is what we do. It's not, nothing's perfect. You know, I don't have producers in my ear to go again. I can't do all that. You know, would I like to be there one day? Yeah. So stay tuned. But again, this is all about a couple of guys, and hopefully a Lady J eventually will get back in with us. You know, I still haven't given up on her, but the likelihood of her coming back in on a regular basis is slim and none. So if you now hear this, y'all should totally harass her on Twitter and leave her Google voicemail 619-202-1562 and just harass the hell out of her till she decides she wants to come back in. Because I started this like, yay, we can totally do this. And there it is. So just gonna start harassing her, trolling my own wife. Oh, my boy's back. All right, there it is. You know what? Didn't even see you were back, bro. I didn't even see you were back.
Well, I was letting you just go.
Oh, okay. No, I was over here sharing the show and everything like that. All right, bro, because I know our time is limited because of the baby. Let's jump in at this. Just went to Trump, man. Let's talk about North Korea, bro. How far is this actually going to go? How far do you think?
You know, Kim Jong-un is such a wild card. And then you have Trump as a wild card. You got the big joker and the little joker. And, you know, I don't know. But I mean, the potential is actually realistically a nuclear exchange, which... You know, I don't know why people forget about, you know, think that's a good idea, because the fallout, the radiation goes around the Earth. It doesn't sit right where you drop the bomb. You know, it's going to be in California, Oregon, Washington State, and work its way east. So, you know, Japan, the Korean Peninsula, what will China and Russia do in such an event? I mean, this has the potential to become World War III because of two jokers, two clowns. And then it also has the potential to be absolutely nothing. Oh,
and that's what I'm hoping, right? I'm hoping that this absolutely can be absolutely nothing. That's what I'm hoping for, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know, man. Because like I said, I'm going to mute you if I need to. And like I said, Village, it to me, I'm looking at this and I'm seeing, like Chance just said, little joker, big joker. But the question is who, right? You know, we're at this point where, you know, there are so many people that are in support of this. And that's what bugs me about this. I'm never for war. I'm a very peaceful person. But there is a saying, prepare for peace, expect war. You know what I mean? Or something like that. Forgive me.
Hope for peace, prepare for war.
Exactly. Hope for peace, but prepare for war. So, you know, in this day and age, it's different, right? Because back then you just had muskets and crap like that. Like, we have nuclear weapons that if dropped in the middle of our country, bruh, you could go ahead and kiss the U.S. goodbye. Let's just be realistic here. The bomb itself, the blast is going to kill millions of people. And for the millions that don't get caught in the blast, a nuclear cloud will take them out eventually too. Like, I don't think people understand that. And here's the thing for me, man. You know, unless they're directly threatening us, leave people the hell alone. That's it. Just leave people alone, man. I have no desires to go to war with anybody. Now, if Kim Jong-un was directly threatening us, then we got to make a power move. I'm all for that. He's testing his missiles. Whatever. Unless there's some kind of intel that says he is directly ready to fire on us. Man, leave them folks alone. Let them do what they are going to do. Period. That's what it is for me. Just leave them alone. There it is. Anything else on this, Chance, before we move on?
No, you know, I agree. You know, we got to stick by our allies. But he's not even threatening our allies. He's threatening us because we're trying to bully him. And, you know.
Chance, just say it. We're fucking with him. Go ahead, say it, Chance. We're fucking with him. That's just what it is, man. Village, forgive my French. But that's what it is. We are literally trying. We're fucking with this dude. Leave this man alone. He's a dictator, president, whatever you want to call him, right? Mm-hmm. But guess what? He also is a man running a country, and he will not appear weak to anybody.
Right.
That's just what it is. Just what it is, man.
Weakness of America will get you killed. So. Mm-hmm.
Chance, perfect. That's perfect, bro. Yeah. Yeah. Get you killed. Get your whole country taken from you. Let's be honest. That's why North Korea, South Korea. Well, let me not go there. Yeah, let me not go there. Like I said, Village, leave this dude alone. Chance, you still there? Okay, yeah, because your video just went away. All right. So I have kids in my house as well, but they don't have to come in here unless when the door is closed. So I'm good. But Village, I'm gonna update this, reload this page real quick to get Chance's video going back up. So just stick with me for a second, all right? Reload. All right, so page is reloading. Chance is coming back up. I'm coming back up. Chance is up. There it is. Camera's gonna ask me to see me. Yes. Not sure what that means, my brother. All right. Are you counting down till I came back in? Yeah. All right. Okay, so let's move on to this next topic here, bro. That Moab bomb. Bruh. Was it necessary or was it simply a distraction, man? I'm torn. I'm torn on that one personally, and I'll explain after you give your point. Go ahead.
So this is I don't think this is a distraction. I think this is a dangerous precedent. Yeah, some portions of it is actually good and smart. So essentially, Trump didn't authorize this. He's ceded authority to and warfighting capability to the generals in the field, and they can act without pre-approval from Washington. So you have a general that decided, hey, these ISIS guys are in these caves. I got something for you. We've been talking about using this thing. Let's actually use it. So that's what happened. The rules of engagement haven't changed. It's just how far up the chain before you engage. That has changed. So the only problem with this, when things go right, cool. Trump gets the credit. But when you have that inept general in the field, which there are some out there, making a bad call, Trump's got to own that one as well. He's got this issue with taking responsibility and owning the bad along with the good. And so that's my take on Moab.
Okay, so this is my thought process on Moab. I thought initially it was a distraction. And here's why. I follow social media very close, right? And if you go back and look at Trump's old tweets about President Obama, you know, doing this to Syria, this is all a distraction, terrible idea, this, this, that, and the other, right? I'm looking at what he's doing now, and the truth of the matter is it's ugly, right? It's dropping a bomb on anybody, is whether it's a nuke or it's the mother of all bombs, is a bad thing. So going forward, I thought possibly this was a distraction. I'm like, did this man just use death and destruction as a distraction from what's going on with him? Right? Because from what I understand, and we'll get into this later, there were people that were on our side, our allies, that were killed during this process as well. But then again, this is a good thing because here's the truth. We do need to send a message to ISIS. We do need to send a message and say, hey, this will no longer be tolerated, right? President Obama did a great job of sending drones and things of that nature, and I applauded that effort. I'm all for the drone usage, right? All for drones. So I cannot be upset with President Trump for dropping the Moab. He's not using lives. He's not using soldiers, not boots on soil. So I'm okay with this. But it's still, to me, it feels like a dog and pony show. And that's what I'm trying to essentially get a better understanding of. It's not necessarily the bomb, but why all of a sudden drop it now? You know what I mean? And then the fact that you said he's basically given his field generals authorization to kind of do what they want further lets me know, is he really in control? You know, like these are things that when you're dropping the biggest bomb that we've ever created or designed on a country, that is definitely something that you want to know about 100% and that you signed off on. Because at the end of the day, this comes back to you. You can't sit up here and say, oh, well, you know, the generals did it. No, you're the president. You're the face of the country. You're the one that everyone's going to say, hey, what happened? Why did you okay this? Well, you know, I didn't actually okay it. I just told the generals to use their... But no, you're the president. There it is. Sorry. You are the president. Everything falls on your shoulders at one point or another. There it is. So, Chance and my brother, you got any further thoughts on this one, man?
Just one point.
Go ahead, brother.
So, there were 18... coalition fighters that were killed.
Did we lose Chance?
During an airstrike where it's under investigation. We're not sure if they sent in the wrong coordinates or they were misidentified as ISIS fighters. So that was it.
And that was it? Yeah, so I was going to discuss that later on. So, but yeah, we go ahead and clear that up. Okay, because I didn't know. I was trying to figure out more about it and things of that nature. So, yeah. And I'm okay. Look, like I said, Village, we need... to me, you just can't give them... give field generals complete power. It's not... To me, that's not micromanagement. You're talking about dropping a bomb... the biggest bomb we ever had next to a nuclear bomb on an area, on a region. It is okay to check in with me if I were president. And I'm going to leave it at that. You can check in with me on that one. Now, if you want to go ahead and run some rescue missions and things of that nature, yeah, you ain't got to call the bat phone for that one. But if you're literally saying, we're about to drop this big dog, yeah, that's something that I think I need to sign off on. Because no matter what, it's still going to fall on me. And there it is.
Right.
My brother, you ready to move on here?
Yes, sir.
Okay, here, let's talk about this. So I found an interesting article, man. Trump administration won't release logs of visitors to the White House. What is that about? What is going? What could even be the remote reason why they would not? They won't allow. Trying to minimize that. Okay, what would be the reason why they would not allow the visitors' logs to be reviewed? Like, what is even the mindset or the point of that? That's what I want to know. And I'm gonna throw it to you first, man, because I've never heard of anything like that.
Well, it's a relatively new thing that started with Obama, but essentially, it just shows access. Who has access to the president, and when and where they have access to the president. So while he's down there in Mar-a-Lago, he is, you know, he's out there with all his rich million and billionaire buddies, and they all essentially have paid access to the president because he makes these decisions in their presence. You know, this is.
Oh, gross. What happened here? I think Chance is
frozen. It's Mar-a-Lago, House, and Trump Tower. Mm-hmm. Because these three places, you know, people are coming and going in and out all the time. Who has access and what do they have access to? And what are they getting? You know, you have this huge swing in policy. Agree with the policy or disagree with the policy. He just went 360, or not 360, 180 on most of his policies. So you know, from the rich business guys to the Russians to whoever else is got access to Trump, it's at this point he's an employee of the American people, so we have the right to know.
Exactly. So, yeah, man, because go ahead, bro. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, he may not like that, and if he doesn't, resign. But this is what, okay, that just totally, Jerry, just totally threw off my trail. I caught that in my corner of my eye. But he, I hope that's not the case.
You laughing at Dre's comment?
Totally threw me off right there. But yeah, Trump may not like that. He's used to being in charge and ordering people around, but he is now an employee working for, you know, 380 million people.
All right, so I just muted you real quick, my brother. I'll let you handle that. And so, yeah, I'm definitely, I found it, like I said, I found an interesting article. Let me pull it up real quick. Let's see, let's go ahead and do the mighty screen share option, right? Kids coming in here, they know better. I should have locked the doggone door. I didn't think they'd be back this early. But anyways, here, Village, let me see here, trying to keep a lookout when Chance comes back, but I'll just click back over when I'm ready. All right, focus screen here. Okay, so Trump administration won't release logs of visitors to the White House, right? This, to me, it says a lot, and let's just kind of scroll through this story here. The Trump administration will not make its records of visitors to the White House available to the public, the Time and the Washington Post reported Friday. The decision is a departure from the Obama administration, which did release the logs. Michael DeBook, if I'm saying that correctly, the White House communications director, told Time that the White House decision was made out of concern for national security and privacy, and to protect President Donald Trump's ability to discreetly seek counsel, citing the grave national security risk and privacy concerns of the hundreds of thousands of visitors annually. The White House said in a statement that it would disclose secret logs as outlined under the Freedom of Information Act. So why even begin? Okay. Here's a statement released by the White House. By insulting historic restrictions on lobbying to close the revolving door, expanding and elevating ethics within the White House counsel's office, and opening the White House press briefing room to media outlets that otherwise cannot gain access, the Trump administration has broken new ground in ensuring our government is both ethical and accessible to the American people. Given the grave national security risks and privacy concerns of the hundreds of thousands of visitors annually, the White House office will disclose Secret Service logs as outlined under the Freedom of Information Act, a position the Obama White House successfully defended in federal court. This guy's tweet here, at Brad Jaffe, White House statement on keeping visitor logs secret cites grave national security risks and privacy concerns. I understand where they're coming from with this here. Let me see if Chance is back on yet. Let's see here. Let me see if my brother's ready to go. Oh, he's back. All right. All right, Chance. I unmuted you. Good to go. So again, to me, the first thing I thought of when I saw this is they're saying, oh, it's seeking counsel, right? But all I kept thinking was lobbyist, right? Uh-huh. And I hadn't even read the article in full. I didn't even read it. The first thing I said was he wants these lobbyists in there so they can make their points and say what they need to say, and we have no track of it. Right?
Right.
There's no that's the first thing I thought of, bro. And that's that's just where my mind went. So, you know, maybe I know I'm not the only one that's thinking that, and that's okay. And then I'm sure there are some that's probably going to defend this and say, no, he's within his right as president to do that. And that's right. He is. He's within his right as president. However, it just looks fishy as hell to me when you do stuff like that. It looks very, exactly, Dre, it looks very shady. So that's where I'm lost at with all this. So, you know, we'll go from there. Any more thoughts on this, Chance, before we move on?
No, look, the impeachment will bring it all out.
That too, bro, definitely. Let's see here. All right, so let's move on. All right, we're done with what the Trump. Let's move on to this next segment here. Let's do some current events, man. This next story kind of. I was like, what the hell is going on in my Navy? So I'm going to go ahead and bring this over here, and we're going to screen share once again. Screen share option. Amazing. Let me just read a little bit of this story here, man. It says Navy is investigating a SEAL moonlighting as a porn star. Right? So
did he make his watch? Did he get to watch on time?
Chance.
Well, I'm serious. I mean, he's an adult. I don't particularly. Well, but that is because he's upholding the best and highest standards of the Navy. Well, he kind of is. So,
yeah,
I don't know. That's a wow. Yeah, read that article, man.
Yeah. let me read this here, and people that are putting comments in the comment box, I'll check with you guys in a second because I can't see. I got to read the article. The Navy is investigating a decorated SEAL who moonlights as a porn actor. The Naval Special Warfare Command wants to know whether Chief Special Warfare Officer Joseph Schmidt III properly obtained permission from his commanders for outside work and whether they condone his acting career. The San Diego Union-Tribune reported Friday. I am going to head to Pornhub after this and see if I can find this guy. There are very clear regulations which govern outside employment, which is true. You have to get permission from the Navy to get a second job. You have to do that. As well as prohibitions on behavior that is discrediting to the service, said Captain Jason Salata, a SEALs spokesman. And this is all correct. As a service member, number one, you have to get permission to get a second job. And number two, you cannot be an adult entertainer, a.k.a. Any kind of pornography, and they don't want you stripping. Even though I've met some young ladies that were strippers or adult dancers, whatever the case, whatever you want to call it. I actually met a lieutenant commander, a female, that she was actually a stripper. Pretty cool, actually. But again, rules are rules. So Schmidt, 42, has spent 23 years in the military and holds numerous medals, including a Citation of Valor for combat overseas. He has appeared in recruiting campaigns, even serving as the face of the SEAL program on his website, the Union Tribune said. He has appeared under the name Jay Voom in at least 29 sex films over 7 years, with titles such as Apple Smashing Lap Dance, Two Strippers Come Home Horny from the Club, the paper said. Many feature his wife, porn star Jules Jade. Never heard of her. Schmidt declined to comment to the paper, but his wife said many of his fellow SEALs at the Coronado base in Southern California watch the videos online. They know about it at work, Jade said. He got called in and they said, look, keep it on the low. Don't mention the SEAL name and blah, blah, blah. Which is probably accurate, right, Chance? How many times How many times have you been, you don't have a camera right now, but it's okay. How many times have you been told, look, just don't get caught?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Going out on port, heading out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as an E4, my first port, you know, had to be back in the East Coast. On the Med, you had to be back by, I think it was midnight or 1. Man, I was walking in with the CO and the CMC, helping the CMC carry the CO.
Mm-hmm.
At like 4:35 in the morning.
All right, Chase, I just muted you for a quick second here. And since you have no camera, I'm going to refresh the page in a second here. All right, Village, I'm going to refresh this page real quick here, because Chance's camera has gone. And I'm going to do one more thing here, Village. I'm actually going to mute myself as well, because truth of the matter is, I need to plug in one more thing. So give me one second, Village. This is live podcasting, y'all. There's nothing like it in the world. This is what we do. All right, Chance. So I'm back. We're back, Village. Sorry about that. I ain't gonna lie. The interruptions that little man gives us is kind of funny. I ain't gonna lie, bro. Because he comes in like, Daddy, hey, the train.
Yeah. Serious issues. Train track. And he's back. Because he's got his train track collapsed and some serious business right now.
Yeah, I hear
Thomas, got to keep Thomas on schedule.
Got it. We won't be too much longer. We'll hurry up and get on out of here. So here it is. Like I said, this is, how many times have we been hurt? Hey, you better not say you in the Navy or something crazy like that. So, you know, Village, it is what it is. It's only shock and awe to those that have never served. But for those of us that have served, this type of behavior happens all the time. This is normal. Right. It's not uncommon for prostitution rings to be being ran on ships. This is not, I'm not going to dig too personal in my own business, but I've personally seen this, and I just turned the other cheek. I was like, look, you know, it is what it is.
Now.
So, you know, Village, for the sake of time here, let's move on to this next topic real quick here. My brother Chance is like, okay, I got to get ready to get out of here. You know what? Let's just roll into some Village Idiots real quick. Let me try to, I was going to try to, did he walk away, Chance?
Allergies kicking in. No, allergies kicking in.
No, where's little man at?
He's sitting right behind me.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right, so let's do this last topic and then we'll call it a show. I'll do some Village Idiots by myself. How about that?
Okay.
All right, so Aaron Hernandez being found not guilty.
Who is that right there?
All right, I'm muting him one more time. Give me a thumbs up when you're ready. But anyways, let's talk about Aaron Hernandez being found not guilty, right? Let me go ahead and pull the article up real quick here. Let me pull this up. And you guys just give me a second here. I don't have all these topics just loaded. Here we go. Boom. So here it is. Here it is, Village. We have Aaron Hernandez. Aaron Hernandez found not guilty of double murder. Now, if you would have saw the scene inside the courtroom as the verdict was being read, that alone should have broken your heart, right? That alone could broke your heart. I'm gonna mute you, Chance. Because the simple ugly fact is that the simple ugly truth about all this is how he got away with this, I don't know, you know. And so this is what I'm going to do here. I'm going to pause that for a quick second. I'm going to head back over to here, and I'm going to screen share with you guys so you guys can watch this and know what's going on. I'm going to make that be full screen, and let's go ahead and play.
Madam foreperson, on indictment 2014-10417, offense 001, charging murder in the first degree, victim Daniel D. Abreu. You find the defendant not guilty, guilty of murder in the first degree, or guilty of murder in the second degree?
Not guilty.
What say you, Madam foreperson, on indictment 2014-10417, offense 002, charging murder in the first degree, victim Zafiro Furtado. You find the defendant not guilty, guilty of murder in the first degree, or guilty of murder in the second degree?
Not guilty.
What say you, Madam foreperson, on indictment 2014-10417, offense 003, charging armed assault with intent to murder, victim Aquilino Friere. You find the defendant not guilty or guilty of this offense as charged?
Not guilty.
What say you, Madam foreperson, on indictment 2014-10417, offense 004, charging armed assault with intent to murder, victim Gerson Lopes. Do you find the defendant not guilty or guilty of the offense as charged?
Not guilty.
What say you, Madam foreperson, on indictment 2014-10417, offense 005, charging armed assault with intent to murder, victim Rashidis Sanchez. You find the defendant not guilty or guilty of the offense as charged?
Not guilty.
What say you, Madam foreperson, on indictment 2014-10417, offense 006, charging assault and battery by means of a dangerous weapon, to wit, a firearm, victim Aquilino Friere. You find the defendant not guilty or guilty of this offense as charged?
Not guilty.
What say you, Madam foreperson, on indictment 2014-10417, offense 007, charging possession of a firearm, not home, work, no license. to wit, a 38 caliber revolver, the date of July 16th, 2012. Do you find the defendant not guilty or guilty of the offense as charged?
Guilty of the offense as charged.
And what say you, Madam Foreperson, on indictment 2015-10384, offense 001, charging witness intimidation? Do you find the defendant not guilty or guilty of the offense as charged?
Not guilty.
All right, Village, so, yeah, that's that. You know, go ahead and exit here. There are no presenters on stage. Here we go. When Chance comes back, I'll unmute him. But, you know, that was heartbreaking to watch, and here's why. You know, Aaron Hernandez did what he did, right? He did what he did, and for him to essentially get off, you know, and I'm going to put Chance back in here. Chance, we're just sitting here finishing up on Aaron Hernandez not being guilty. That's huge, bro.
You know, I wasn't in the courtroom and everything. I didn't get to hear all the evidence, but I'm just wondering what that deciding factor was to bring about that verdict. You know, what was that piece of information that we haven't heard yet, or lack of evidence that we haven't heard about, that brought about that decision?
That's that's the thing that definitely I agree with the whole 100%. There was something that was said and done that just, it doesn't make any sense, and something else needs to happen. Something needs to be said. So we're not going to know for a while, bro. I just thought it was crazy that whatever was said was able to get him off. You know what I mean? And so that's all I got, man.
Maybe he actually...
you're frozen, Chance. All right, so Village Chance is frozen. Okay, go ahead, Chase. I'm sorry.
On the off chance he could actually be innocent, but my gut tells me that it's probably some sort of technicality that he was, his lawyers were able to exploit and got him off.
Mm-hmm.
That's what my gut tells me.
Yeah. No, I hear you, bro. I do. Trust me, I hear you on that. Yeah, I got nothing else to say on this one, man, because now it really is about paying attention to what's going to be happening in the next months to, like, years. Are they trying to actually get him out of prison? From what I understand is he still has to do some time. You know, like, I don't know. I didn't get a chance to dive into it as deeply as I want to. But, yeah, there it is. You know what I mean?
He's guilty of something.
Yeah.
So, and how he got off on that case, you know, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it'll come out. But yeah, he's definitely guilty of something.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why he's staying in jail.
Yeah, yeah. Because so, it's not like he was cleared of all crime and then they just let him walk out the court. No, he's still in jail. So there's something else that needs to be. This needs to be further investigated. That's all. That's all. But Chance, my brother, I know you gotta get out of here. I know, yes, you got, sir, a little man running around like, Dad. Like, come on. Like, I need you. So
right, yeah. He's back. Oh, he's got binoculars now.
Okay. All right, Chance, my brother. I will talk to you later. I'm gonna go ahead and finish this out real quick, and we'll go from there. All right, brother. Be easy.
Okay.
All right now.
Take it easy,
brother. All right now. Bye-bye. All right. Bye. All right, so it's just me in here. I'm not going to do any Village Idiots today. Just out of sheer fact, I love when people, like, I want to have Chance and Jermon here with me. So, let's just go from there. There's truthfully, truthfully here, we can go ahead and end the show right here. Chance is at Chance W. Brown. I'm at Enlighten My Mind. Slink is at Slink Grindstone. You can also find me at W2 The Village. Check out The Village. Check out The Village Instagram page, which I'm also sharing with Lady J. I also have my personal Instagram. I'm probably not going to approve you there. I got pictures of my kids and stuff there, and I don't think I have any kids pictures of my kids on The Village Facebook or Instagram page. Also, check out Village Facebook page. Get a hold of us, 619-202-1562. Email, welcometothevillage@gmail.com. YouTube channel, Welcome to the Village. Thank you again to those that left comments. I got back to you as soon as I saw them. I got to figure out the settings, notifications on that, because I had no idea people were submitting comments to videos and stuff like that. So I got to figure out the settings on that till I get notified. Anything else I can think of? No. Village, with that in mind, let's go ahead and call it a show. No Village Idiots today. Sorry about that. We'll have some on the Wednesday show. And without further ado, thank you for listening. We love you. We thank you. God bless you. Have a great day, guys. Bye.